Today, Pastor Joshua is going to share with us 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let us all read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In my mind, this is the last chapter, okay? Because it's really, really amazing. The summit of the whole book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16, it mentioned about some issues, matters. Chapter 15. Just follow chapter 12 to 14. They mentioned about how to use the tongues in the worship, in the service. Don't misuse it. You have to use it in good order. How the woman could do in the service. Why they have to talk about ladies. Because in the Corinthian church, there are many women. They thought that they're very godly. They're called extra-cortical women. Or extra-cortical charismatic women. This is charismatic women in the later days. In the end times, they thought that they were angels. So that's why they speak in tongue all the time. And some of them reject sexual behavior. They think that they are angel already. They are angel already. Because they know how to speak in tongues, so that's why they think they're angel. They thought they were. So they think that they have a special status. And they also have special teachings. They require this and that because they have special identity and position. So, in the previous chapter, it mentioned Paul said the ladies have to be quiet. So that's why it is pinpointing to this kind of woman. There are two kinds of women. One is the godly women in the latter days. And another, in the other way, they dress themselves as the Gentile priest and they teach all kinds of teachings and also bring all the things from the temples to the church. So that's why Paul said that the man could not get close to the woman so that the man can have their own husband and the woman has their own the husband has their own wife. And the authority is not on your own hands, but it is in your spouse's hands. They have divisions and they struggle and they compete with each other. But they are full of tongues, full of the gifts of speaking in tongues. And they think that they are angels. So brothers and sisters, when you listen to my description, you can think, you can imagine what kind of church it is. So after this, and Paul said, your wife in the worship should keep silent. Chapter 14, verse 33. Actually, God or Paul do not want to stop people from saying, do not want to stop women from saying, but it mentioned that the real meaning is don't allow them to speak in tongues in the worship. They could not be like that kind of woman, and they could not be like the Gentile priest. They are very lust. They are in lust. they could not be there and teach all the men. Just like that, they were in the temples in Gentiles. So he corrected the situation at that time. And now come to chapter 15. It discussed about the resurrection. This is in the letter that they wrote it and they mentioned. They did not believe that the body can be raised up. And here they argued with Paul. And then they are in different division. I belong to Paul. And I belong to this one. So therefore, they have different position. And they think that they are powerful. And they know everything. So Paul said, you think that you know all, but actually don't. And you think that you know it. In chapter 13, you think that you know it, but you don't. What you have know, it is really trivial. That just don't walk according to your understanding. You have to walk according to love. And you have to talk out of love. You have to establish others, edify others. You have to endure and lay down. Chapter 15 now. They talk about mystery of victory. A mystery of victory. How can we be victorious? No matter how the problem today, but how can we be victorious? What should we do? The mystery of victory. That is the resurrection of the dead, and we have to change. Resurrection of the dead, and we have to change. That is the topic of chapter 15. I hope that this topic, this message, is the message for today. The resurrection of the dead is real, and the dead of the Christians can be raised up again. But for us, that we can see Jesus coming back. If now Jesus is coming back, we have to change. Our body will change. And the dead will be resurrected if Jesus comes today, and we, as the living persons, we will be changed. Our body will be transformed. Don't think that you are angels. Don't think that you can speak the tongues, speak like an angel, and you are powerful. Now on earth by flesh, we are very limited. Everybody of us have to be changed. By God's grace and by Jesus, we have to change. And all the impossible will become possible. Because all these are in the hands of God. And God is the Most High. Today we have 58 verses. I could not read it through, I tell you. I spent a lot of time in it. So I have to spend a short period of time and read through all the chapter. I just picked the main point of this chapter and the main point. Chapter 15 as the summit that I was mentioned, because it gave us a mystery of victory. The dead will be resurrected and we are changed. There are four paragraphs in this chapter. Verse 1 to 11, paragraph 1. Believe Christ resurrected from death. Now, here mentioned that Paul said, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. Verse 2, by this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. Here it mentioned, by this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. Here mentioned, it is not in vain, it mentioned twice within these 11 verses. In verse 2, it mentioned, otherwise you have believed in vain. In verse 10, and his grace to me was not without effect. That is the meaning of in vain. And at the end, verse 15:8. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Paul said that what I preach to you and you believe in it, you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, and it won't be in vain. And God gave me all kinds of gifts and chose me as the apostle. It is not in vain. And I work harder than all of them, yet not I, but by the grace of God that was with me. If you stand firm and you hold firm to the work of the Lord, and because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. I saw the resurrected Christ. And this is Christ who brings his body, which is living. I saw Christ who is not like the angel. This is the body on this earth, which is transformed and resurrected. And he mentioned that how many people he showed to, Jesus showed his resurrection to. I don't go into the details of the scripture now. Paragraph 2, from verse 12 to verse 34. Here mentioned the death must resurrect it. And we actually know that, and we learn that the body of the unbeliever will resurrect as well. But they resurrect for judgment. We can see it in the book of Revelation. But here, Paul didn't mention. Here, it just mentioned the body will be resurrected. Verse 12 to 19. Here mentioned in verse 13, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. But in verse 12, it mentioned, but if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? In the first paragraph, it mentioned that Christ resurrected. How come here, Paul said, you said that Christ has not been raised from the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. We believe it, and this is real. If Christ is not resurrected and what we believed is in vain, then we are not saved. And also he make a reversion and say that if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And then we are very pitiful because we made a wrong belief. And this is fake. And the gospel is fake in this way. But the fact is that Jesus Christ is resurrected, and he showed to many people. I saw it, and many of you saw it too. Some of you died and some of you are still alive, and we all witness Jesus' resurrection. You can see the body of Jesus resurrected. But how come today you said that there is no resurrection of the dead? So Paul here testify and prove that there is resurrection because Jesus is really resurrected. But God is really and indeed raised from the dead. In verse 20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Then let's jump to verse 29 to 34. He mentioned about the standpoint that he has about resurrection. Now, if there is no resurrection, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized for them? I want to mention verse 29 especially, because it's very difficult to understand. Now, if there is no resurrection, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? It mentioned those who are baptized for the dead. Here it doesn't mention a point, that it doesn't raise up a point that the people will raise, the people who are baptized for the dead. The translation version could not make the original text out. The original text is being baptized. It is passive voice, but not active voice. Original meaning is not that. He took an initiative to baptize for the dead. It doesn't mean that the person is dead and you baptize for the corpse, for the dead body. It is really easy for people to understand in this way, but it violates the truth. We won't do this. Paul just point out that there's some people in the Corinthian churches. A person died and who is not a believer. The dead is not a believer. So what should we do? And what should they do? They will baptize on behalf of this death. Being baptized, they will receive the baptism. They believe that when they receive baptism, they do it on behalf of the dead, and the dead people will be saved. This is their thinking at that time. The whole church is in confusion, and these kinds of thoughts is in their church, and this happens as in the church. So Apostle Paul is talking according to their thinking. If you don't believe, the dead will become alive. How come you will follow those people? And then you baptize on behalf of the dead. And then you don't have to do this if you don't believe resurrection. He's talking about the dead, resurrected from the dead. But Paul did not believe this message, and he's not preaching this message. He just point out this according to the thinking, to the mind of the Corinthian church. So now you understand, right? And Paul now mentioned about he take risks all the time. And actually every day the dead will be resurrected. So let's move to paragraph 3, verse 35 to verse 45, 49. He mentioned about the resurrection body. the previous paragraph 2 mentioned the resurrection of dead. And now here, talk about how the body will be resurrected, the resurrection body. Verse 35 to verse 49. In the funeral, we always mention this scripture. There are two parables. One is the seed and the body, and another one is the parable of Adam and Christ. He talked about seed, how the body be raised. When you sow the seed in the soil, and it will grow, and this is like the body grows. So everything on this earth has its own form, and they will have their own body. And also, another animals, other things will have their own form. And the heavenly body and the earthly body has their own forms, their own bodies. Just like the seed, when you sow it in the soil and it died and it come out to be a vegetable. So the form and the body is different. If the seed is the seed of apple tree, when it come to, and when it was sown in the soil, and then there is the tree of apple. Previously, the body is like this. When it's fall and sown in the soil, and later on, the body is different, just like people's body. On this earth, when we left, when we die, and we left. When we resurrected, there's the body of heaven, just like the seed. So this is the parable that Paul has made and let us know, understand about this. And then from verse 35, in 45, so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. Verse 47, the first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. So in Adam, how Adam is like, you are like him. If he has sinned, you have sins too. When Christ ascended to the heaven, and we belong to the heaven as well. So that's why Christ belongs to the heaven, and how he looks like, and we will be like him. So Christ will have his own body, and he resurrected, and we will be like that as well. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. We will be like Jesus. We will be resurrected in future. In the last paragraph, this is really important. The proof and the assurance of victory. Paul point out the truth and so that we can be victorious. Verse 51, listen, I tell you a mystery. You will not all sleep, but we will be all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the trumpet is blown, that is, the seven angels blow the trumpet. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. And the seventh angel blew the trumpet, and the revelation it mentioned. And the earth on this world become the kingdom of my Lord and my kingdom. And he will be the king forever and ever. When the last trumpet was blown, the seventh angel blown it. And this is the new era. And the whole world on this earth will become the kingdom of God. And become the kingdom of Christ. And under that situation, the dead will be raised. For all the people who believe in Christ, they died, they will become alive, they will resurrect, and they will become imperishable. In God's time, in the victorious time of God, when God judged this world, and the last time that God resurrected and God became victorious, when the angel blew the trumpet, all the dead people will raise up, and they will become imperishable. Just like the seed in the soil, it grows gradually, and it will have the body. It will not be like the seed before, another kind of form, and they have the body. It is imperishable, the body is imperishable. So the dead people will have their own body and they will resurrect it. How about us? As we are still on this alive on this earth, we have to change too. And change to be imperishable as well. Verse 53. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, that has been swallowed up in victory. Death has been swallowed up in victory. That is the mystery of victory. The dead must be resurrected, and we will be changed. The whole world will change. Even the dead that we could not see and they are all perished, they changed and they have to be resurrected. And the death has been swallowed up in victory. Verse 55 to verse 58, this is the song of victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Or where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Death has been swallowed up, and God's victory is there. All the believers will be changed, become imperishable. In the past, the dead become alive now, they will become imperishable as well. Just like Jesus Christ's resurrection. The whole world's end is like this. That is God will come out. Just like Paul said. When they face the problems of Corinthian churches and also the death problem and many impossibilities. And in verse 15, let us all read it out. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let us all read it again. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. May God bless you all.